The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday Wish It Were a Friday edition.
Kind of is a Friday.
Always love when Bill Press comes around, podcaster yeah. Bill Press. And, you know, he's a candid guy, man. He's done mincing words at this stage of his career. So I always like the unvarnished Bill. I wish, you know, we didn't have the FCC getting in the way because he gets unvarnished.
He gets very colorful sometimes, as we all have a tendency to do.
Yes. At least these panelists. That's not permitted here, though, not on the air. Just keep it clean and you can be a part at 844-967-2789. Dom, I want to bring your attention. Last week, there was the same-sex marriage bill and the vote. And there was only one Wisconsin Republican congressperson that voted for it. It was Brian Stile. But there was one that voted against, specifically, that's being featured in the Journal Sentinel, Mike Gallagher. Gallagher, a former veteran, right? Mm-hmm. And he was the guy that was, calling on January 6th for that crap to end and shut it down and...
Only you can do this, stop this now, President Trump. Yes, he was very, very, he was in a heightened state when he was making those statements.
Well, let me tell you about the new courageous stance of Mike Gallagher, because he voted against the same-sex marriage bill. All the Republicans did, excepting Stile. But here's how he's now justifying it. You're going to like this one, Dom. 1 week after voting against legislation that would codify the right to same-sex marriage, Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher attempted to explain his position by pointing to a seemingly unrelated issue.
Shocking.
Apparently, Dom, he's in favor of marriage equality, or at least he told the conservative talk show host Guy Benson Tuesday, and he supports repealing the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, which defined the marriage as between a man and a woman and allowed states to not recognize same-sex marriage from other states. But the Green Bay Republican indicated he opposed the Respect for Marriage Act due to fears the bill's language would allow for polygamy. Now, I know you're all down for polygamy, Dom.
Yes, we'll have the conversation. Please continue.
Well, that's mostly it. I mean, there's more, and he, you know, splits the infinitive, if you will, and, you know, parses the bill and says, well, you know, if it doesn't exclude polygamy, then, you know, maybe it allows for polygamy. So I could be against the greater bill because, you know, I get an election in northern Wisconsin. And if I don't hate the gays enough and find some justification, because I also have to say, well, I don't hate the gays. I'm just worried about the polygamy issue.
I hate to go down that road, but you do know me. I'm very liberal on these issues. If it's state sanctioned marriage, again, we're talking about state, not you know, whatever people decide to call themselves or live in whatever community they live in and do their own customs. If you're talking about state sanctioned marriage, you know, a marriage between a man and a woman is not defined in the Constitution. Right. So let's just start with that perspective. And you're going to say, OK, yes, it's OK for a man and a woman to marry, for two people to get married. You're going to start with the gender qualifier. All right. Two people. Then you're going to say, well, OK, not gender, but just two people. Well, I'm just wondering, why is it all of a sudden? And I could hear some arguments like, Social Security inheritance, right? If a partner dies, it doesn't the marriage partner gets Social Security, or, you know, those kinds of things certainly have to be worked out. But I just have to say, who cares? If three people decide they want to, quote unquote, be married, I don't see any reason why they should not be able to do so, just like two people of the same or different sex. And I'd love to hear anybody tell me why that should be the case. What is it about? We already put gender aside. What's it about the number that matters now?
Are we negotiating numbers now?
I'm just looking for logic, man.
Well, let me give you a little more of Gallagher's logic.
Okay, please do.
A little more of a quote here. A couple of things he said. Gallagher cited a line in the bill that bars states from denying recognition of marriage between two individuals from another state on the basis of sex, race, or ethnicity. When it comes to federal laws, he noted, talking about Mike Gallagher, the bill doesn't include that phrase, holding that a person is considered married if the marriage is valid in the state it occurred. Well, you can see the problem, Dom. Those damn liberal states are going to bleed over the same-sex marriage. Or at least I think that's what he's saying. Let me read the quote. So the second provision, this according to Gallagher, so the second provision would force the federal government to recognize a marriage beyond two people if just one state permitted it. You know, probably California. I concede no state permits it now. You may view that as a low probability outcome, but in my mind, it's higher than the probability Obergefell gets overturned.
Yeah. we hear this a lot from these Republicans.
Wait, a little bit more. Gallagher added, we don't want to force the federal government to recognize polyamorous marriages that other states would be under no obligation to recognize. So you could be polyamorously married in California, a throuple, as they call it, I believe, Dan. That's what the kids are doing on the coast. You have a throuple, and you all enter into a consenting three-way marriage. Not just a menage a trois, not just fun bedroom stuff, but a legal contract, a three-way, and then what? You'd be forced to...
Another state would be forced to recognize that, right? So in liberal California, and you move to Wisconsin with your throuple, the state of Wisconsin would have to recognize that marriage. And I'm
your throuple.
And okay, so what? Okay, so what? Tell me. Explain it to me. Will somebody please? And try to do it without using the word God or Jesus or my holy book. You know what I'm saying? Who gives a damn?
They can't properly explain anything because it's never conceived from rationale. It's usually conceived from gut or ass, right? So they don't really have the words. And then it gets real embarrassing because their kids expose them. Dad, why is that a problem? Well, God's will.
Right.
Because there's really no good reason. They can't explain the rationale. Just makes it feel a little icky. So, you know, God's will. God's will! You heard your father. Don't make me beat you with a rod.
So his defense for the no vote, I'm trying to think of the proper terminology here, is his defense for his bigotry is bigotry.
Weasel. He's trying to weasel out.
He has a bigoted vote against gay marriage because he has a bigoted opinion about polygamy or throuples or however you want to put it, whatever the kids are calling it now, whatever consenting adults decide to do with their own time on this planet was sent here by God. Yes, of course. So what? The minority should be protected. Is it really? You think in the history of mankind, there's never been a situation where there's been more than, you know, one or two women in a relationship? Come on, man.
It's not accepted in common society.
Well, of course it's not, because common society is pretty bigoted. I mean, it wasn't until the 70s that black and whites couldn't legally marry in this country. I'm sorry, the 60s.
Are you advocating
it wasn't until
for
the 70s.
Couple marriage?
I don't give a damn. That's my point, Crudy. You know, if three people want to engage, sure, I support them. Knock yourself out. Be happy. Whatever it takes to get you through the night, baby, I support you in that, so long as it's consenting adults.
Do you know what a mess that would be at tax filing time?
Well, again,
to
those
go from a joint status to a throuple status.
I think there are real practical implications.
Do you know how many W-2s that could be involved here?
It would. I don't know about W-2s, but it would have certainly practical implications, and I understand that. I think we should be open to that, and certainly that is a headwind. But to tell me that your God thinks marriage is only between a man and a woman, that doesn't cut it for me, man. You got to give me some practical reason why it's got to be one way or the other without saying God, because I can believe. If my non-belief is my belief, or I can make something up if that'll make you feel better, I'll come up with a God, I'll come up with a system, and I'll tell you, I'll justify it using that, if that's speaking your language. But if you're going to have your religion, I'm going to have my religion, and we're going to take those two out of the equation, right? Now we're going to have a practical conversation.
Well, there's a lot of, like, throupling in the Bible, I think, right? Some guys had lots of wives.
Right?
They had the whole harem down in the tents.
So how
would you envision your throupling, Dom? Do you see it as like a man-man-woman throupling, a man, man, woman, woman throupling. How would your throuple couple look?
I mean, for my own personal feelings, I think it'd be a man, woman, woman. But, you know, hey, I'm down. I just haven't found any men that I'm attracted to. So, I mean, who cares? That's my point.
That
I mean,
hurts
who,
a little, Dom. That hurts a little.
I love you, man, but, you know, as a friend. my position is that who cares? You know, I mean, I know you care, but your justification based on some biblical or mythological belief does not hold sway in a representative society where people have rights. And people, if you're going to allow, and people certainly should have the right to be with whomever they wish to be. And you can do it without an official state-sanctioned marriage. Certainly that does happen.
Let's not fool ourselves. What's that called,
an LLC? I mean, you have all sorts of people that are married and they're cheating on their wives and all those kinds of things, or they're married and they're out, you know, they're swingers, whatever the case may be, and maybe it's just the sex and they're not looking to codify or make some sort of legal arrangement that does have practical financial implications. And certainly going to go visit someone in a hospital, for example, right? You know, someone's dying, someone has a thing. Well, you can't go because, you know, you're a throuple, but you're not recognized. Well, those same arguments always apply. Right, all those arguments apply. So, I guess from the perspective of Gallagher using bigotry to defend your bigotry, to me doesn't swing. I could see some financial and you know, entanglements that would have to be ironed out. But at the end of the day, if people love each other to the degree that people love each other, it's not like men and women never end in divorce. Of course, if J.D. Vance has his way, you'll stay in an abusive relationship, women, because that's good for the kids. So, I mean, I'm just kind of done with all of it. So, you know, Gallagher can kiss my ass, and I'm not down. I don't want to marry another person, but if I wanted to, no one can give me a good reason why I shouldn't.
Dom, I know you're down for magic underpants, let's just say, but I never knew you were a Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Mormon.
Is that their thing?
I think it is. I think polygamy is sort of a Utah thing, isn't it? They got nothing but... They don't even drink booze for the most part.
Well, I mean, that's also kind of strange because my impression is at a very young age, some, you know, it's just weird to me. So let me just put that. I don't know enough about it.
Sister wife thing?
Any religion or mythology
that takes a village?
Going to, you know, put children, but who are we kidding? I mean, look at all the abuse that children have gone through from in history. I mean, look, the Pope came to Canada and apologized to the indigenous for the evils that have been done. I mean, he could go on tour and do that forever, as could every single major religion and all the lost religions and mythologies of our this planet. So if we put all that aside, what is Mike Gallagher? Why do you care if me and Crudy and Liza want to get married? I mean, why is that anybody's business? Why does it matter? Curdy, will you marry me?
I will. But leave Liza out of it, please. 844-967-2789. More her request than mine.
Yeah, but. I doubt it.
Dom, let's move on a little politically.
All right.
No one's picked up unless you want to talk polygamy, because I know Dom's down. If you're down for polygamy, 844-967-2789. Dom's looking to round out the thruple, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm just looking for a little bit of love in all the wrong places.
I've known you since college. You've been looking hard. A lot of wrong, bad, dirty, bad places.
I mean, it depends on your perspective. I love the love. I'm not a slut. I just love the love.
I'm a little speechless, man. I'm going to let you bring us to break.
All right. We are the devil's advocates. That is speechless, Crudy.
You're a little too sexy for me.
Very, just, very, very rarely happens.
I'm contemplating the marriage proposal.
You already said yes. You're pulling out now? 844-967-2789. One last segment. We'll be right back. You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.
Sleep with my wife.
Can we marry dogs?